Let's do this!
Hello, welcome back to the Yawn Podcast. I'm Jodie. If you've listened before, you'll probably recognise my voice. If not, welcome to the wonderful world that is adoption and what happens next. We've had a little break over the summer as we've all been busy with, you know, life, but we're back. And this is our first episode of the new season, so welcome. A little life update from me. I've actually got a new job. I've gone back to working with children in a nursery, which if you'd listened to previous podcasts, you will know that I left the profession due to fertility issues and then going through the adoption process. So I'm back doing what I love and what I actually feel I'm quite good at. Doesn't really help with the parenting side of things, because looking after other people's children is very, very different. But yeah, I'm back doing what I love. So hopefully maybe there might be another podcast in there about work, working with children, for anyone out there that does the same career as me or similar career choice to me. But today's podcast, what I would like to talk to you about is firsts. So if you speak to pretty much any parent and you ask them about their children's firsts, they're probably going to talk to you about their first smile, the first time they sat up, their first steps, their first tooth that grew, the first time they slept through the night. Now, as adoptive parents, you will know that unless you have done maybe foster to adopt, or you've managed to adopt from a very, very young age, you've probably missed those firsts. But for some reason, society only really focuses on those firsts. And something as adoptive parents that we need to remember, and prospective adopters as well, if we've got any prospective adopters listening, something that you need to keep in the back of your mind is that we have firsts forever. There will always be a first time that you've done something. So, you know, February of this year, we moved into our first house as a family. Now, I'm 34, but that was a first. We lived in a flat for our whole married life. So living in a house for us is a first, and I'm 34. So just because your child may be, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plus, doesn't mean that you've missed the firsts. All it means is you may have missed a few firsts. Now, we as parents need to make sure that we are talking about these firsts, whatever age they are, because they are going to happen forever, and you don't need to focus on what you've missed, because your child didn't miss them. They still experienced them, which for them is a big achievement. You know, if a child comes to you and they can already walk, they've achieved that milestone. That is an amazing achievement for a child to be able to walk. But what you need to remember is you've now got the first time they run across the room or run across the garden. You've also got the first time they might ride a bike or the first time to the park on a swing. But even if they have done some of those firsts, they haven't done it with you. So the first time you take them to the park, that is a first. The first holiday they go on with you, whether they've been on holiday with birth family or with the foster carers, it's their first holiday with you as their parents, as their forever family. So there is so much to look forward to. And I think, especially for prospective adopters, that's something you need to keep in the back of your mind, because there are so many older children that are looking for their forever home and their forever parents and their forever family, but they're overlooked. I mean, there may be other reasons, but I do think for a lot of people that are adopting, it's because they think they've missed out on too much of their life. Which, yes, you have. You've missed out on a chunk of their life, but nothing is going to change that. Nothing will change that. But just think of all the years you've got with them. You know, you've got them as your children until the day you die, as morbid as that sounds. But it's true. You know, I could live until I'm 100. So I have got 70 years with our son. Yes, I know for us it's slightly different because we did adopt him when he was 10 months old. So we only missed 10 months worth of firsts. But we've got, you know, from now, he's only three, almost three. We could have 70 years of firsts with him. You know, we're going to see the first time he rides a bike because he's got one for his birthday in a couple of weeks. You know, when the first time he goes out on his bike, we're going to see that. We took him on his first family holiday. He's got his own new bedroom. We saw the first time he slept in his big boy bed. You know, there's so many things that we've seen already. Yes, we missed the stuff in those first 10 months, but, you know, did we really miss that much? Because when you think about how many more years and how many more firsts we're going to have, you know, we might see him get married and have his own children, whether it be biological children or adoption. Regardless, he might grow his family. We're going to see him hopefully get his first job, hopefully get his first house. All those firsts, no matter what age you adopt, they're all the big things that you're going to see. Starting school, starting secondary school, going to college or university. There is so many firsts to look forward to in life with your children. As parents, whether you're an adopted parent or whether you're a birth parent, there are so many things to look forward to than what you've missed. And what you've got to think as well, for a lot of these children that have been in the care system, they might not have had anyone there to celebrate those firsts with them. So we need to make the most of the firsts that we do see with them. You know, it's a big achievement. Anything that they achieve for the first time is a big achievement, no matter how big or small it is. You know, the first time they write their name, first time they draw a picture by themselves, the first time they say the alphabet or sing a song. There are so many little things that we can pick up on as parents to celebrate. And as a society, I think everyone needs to not worry about what they're missing out on and just focus on what they have to come, what is in the future, what is happening in the present. You know, there's just so much to look forward to in life. And if everyone focuses on what they've missed, think about how many older children are going to stay in the care system until they're old enough to basically just be kicked out of it. Now, had I known what I know now as an adopter, I think we probably would have considered an older child. And in future, if we decide to adopt again, I think, you know, we would consider an older child, because we've realised now that it's not about what you miss. It's about what you've got to look forward to. And regardless of what age you adopt, you are always going to have missed something. You know, even if you do foster to adopt, you've missed the scan photos. You've missed the day they were born. You weren't there when they were born. So no matter how old you adopt from, you're always going to have missed a milestone in their life. But it doesn't matter. The grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter, because you have got so many firsts in the future to look forward to. I feel like I've been a little bit preachy, which I wasn't my intention, but it's something I've started to feel quite passionate about, really, because the amount of older children that are in the care system and the amount of older children that aren't getting even looked at because people want young babies because they want to see them grow up is just crazy. You know, there is like over 80,000 children in the care system in this country, I'm from England, just in case we've got any people listening from other countries. And you just think that's like enough people to fit Wembley Stadium. And they are in the care system and they don't have a loving home right now. Obviously they're with other family members or they're with foster carers or whatever, so they are being looked after. But, you know, the amount of those children that are going to be overlooked because they're over a certain age is just crazy. And I think, especially, you know, prospective adopters or adopters that perhaps are thinking about adopting again, think about adopting a slightly older child. Because what have you got to lose, really? You know, they're your child from the day they come to live with you in your home. So from that day, you can start making memories. You can start making firsts. And, you know, with an older child as well, they can have input in it. You can talk to them about things they've done before, things they would like to do, and you can try and help them achieve their dreams. It might be something as simple as going bowling for the first time, you know, or just going for a walk in the woods. Some children that have been brought up in big cities might not have been to a farm before, or like I just say, been to the woods, or for a walk in the woods. That's something that you can do for your child, is provide that first. How amazing is that, to think that as a parent you can provide the firsts in life for your children, or help them achieve their firsts. It's amazing. So I guess what my point is for this whole podcast is, don't focus on what you might have missed. Focus on the future and the present and what you can do now and what you can do in the future. Because the future is bright for all of these children once they find their family. And we have that privilege of helping them grow up and develop and have firsts. And it doesn't matter what age or ability or disability they have, there will always be firsts to achieve, no matter how old they are or what they can do or what they can't do. So I feel like this has become a bit of a pledge to make people adopt older children. You know, I'm not saying don't adopt babies, obviously, because babies need adopting too, but they are much more easily placed than the older children are, and we need to give them a chance too, because we haven't missed everything. There is so much more that we can see and that we can achieve with these children. So yeah, I feel like I've rambled for ages, and you'll probably notice from previous episodes that I am quite a rambler. I'm a bit of a waffler. I go off on a tangent because I'm very passionate. Once I start talking about something that I am passionate about, I just go off on one, really. But yeah, so we are back. The podcast is back. We tend to do sort of small, short episodes that hit straight to the point. And hopefully I've given you some, you know, food for thought during this episode. Please make sure you like and subscribe to us, and you'll get some notifications when we've uploaded new podcasts. We'll hopefully be uploading a few more in the next coming months. If you've got any topics that you would like us to see us cover, send us a message, and hopefully we will speak to you soon.
Smash that subscribe button, bruh.